cobbled path, black and white like the squares of a chessboard, wound its way through the thicket, so dense with thorns that Jack couldn't so much as gasp for air without feeling the sting of a thorn slicing into her skin.
Following the success, Brinley made urgent plans to return to St. Sasha to collect more stories, to capture and pin them down in his book like butterflies in a collector's cabinet, and of course to sell them on ultimately. But it was too late. The tourism... I cannot go this way. And I can't turn back either. The tourism that was brought to the island by the success of the book had proven to be more than the remote community's fragile ecosystem could handle. Oh God, ow. That's bleeding. By the time Brownlee returned, the island had been abandoned. Even the dizzying rock tower the islanders had told stories around had been demolished to make way for a lighthouse. He never wrote anything again. Nothing that was published.
I've always wondered what it would feel like to be a ghost, said the boy. Can I tell you a secret? Said the forest. I've always wondered what it would feel like to be haunted.